all love our dogs, so we should do anything to treat them better. This is Strong Dog, a podcast about how you can learn to take care of your dog's body, specializing in strength, endurance, balance, and more. This is the Strong Dog Podcast. And here's your host, Lena Estragan.
Hi, and welcome to the first podcast episode. I have been looking so forward to releasing this podcast because I know it's really important that we share more to all of you dog owners about how you can take good care of the dog's body. And one of the most important issues is that everybody hopefully at least experiences when they have a dog is that the dog at some point gets old. And one of the most common questions I get from dog owners is, when is your dog old? And I would say that is relative, because some breeds, they might be 7 years old and really old, and other breeds can be maybe 15 years, and at that time they're old. And we have to consider also how hard the dog have been used during its life. Maybe it's been practicing really hard sports. It's really different than if they just have been walking small trips outside. Many use the old dog less, or even nothing at all, because they think sorry for them and think they should have their pension and just enjoy life. But the truth is that it's really important that we use our old dog on a regular basis, and maybe we shouldn't use it the same way as we used it before, but muscle mass is really losing its content fast, so we have to keep up with the old dog. Of course, we should adjust the training and adjust the time that we train. And of course, they are not a top athlete anymore, but regularly and adjusted training is really the best for your old dog. As a physical therapist in the clinic, I very often see old dogs with aches, because sooner or later, when we get old, both humans and dogs, we get some aches in the body. Some are more serious, but some is maybe more related to the age, and it's normal. But we might have to do some adjustments. Maybe we should follow up the body. Sometimes it's really, really helpful to bring your dog to a physical therapist so that they can map out where your dog have aches, and maybe they can help you to make a training program that is adjusted to exactly your dog. And you as a dog owner can do a lot for your old dog if needed, such as stretching or massage or even some strengthening exercises that may be good for exactly your old dog's problem. The old age is not necessarily a bad age. The old dog can have really, really great days. If you use regular activity, maybe longer warm-up routines, and not at least train coordination and balance, that will be really important for your dog. If you have any signs of lameness or aches, share the daily walk in two, so that the two walks are not that long or that exhausting for the dog, but at least in minutes you get to walk your dog as long as you normally did when you walked longer walks with it. But just share it in two and walk one walk in the morning and maybe one walk in the evening or in the before bedtime, so that the dog will have all the training that it had before, only shared in two. An old dog does often get tired back and tired joints, and it's really important to remember that the surrounding muscles is important for the joints. If a joint have some aches or maybe have some arthritis or arthrosis, it's really important that the support apparatus around the joints are strong and healthy so that they can support the joints. And if your dog don't have muscles, the joints will get more painful sooner, and it's really important that we do adjusted training. If your dog have more severe issues, you should of course talk it to your veterinarian, but there are also many types of training where your dog can use its body without having that kind amount of impact on the body, so such as a water treadmill, for example. And there are also some things that we should avoid with the old dog. When we can see or notice that our dog is older and maybe that it can't do the things that it used to do, we might should consider to avoid explosive sports or activities, because there are so many other fun things to do. You might have to learn something new, but that's fun, isn't it? Like nose work, or maybe training with coordination and balance pads and so on. Maybe you should use a ramp. Maybe you should avoid playing with other dogs. But in the end, there are so many fun things to do with your old dog. But in an adjusted way so that the old dog can have a long and happy life. Okay, that was all for now. See you in the next podcast. Bye.
You've been listening to the Strong Dog Podcast, a show about how to take better care of your dog. Physical treatment and physical training, covering everything from strength, endurance, and balance. Lena has 12 years of education on the subject, and she teaches people how to be physical therapists for dogs and horses, rehabilitation, and exercise physiology. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, connect with us on Facebook at Strong-Dog. Till next time.